Young people have never been a reliable slice of the American electorate. Despite predictions to the contrary, youth voter participation has declined since 1972. That's when 18-year-olds got the right to vote. Nonetheless, the marketing campaigns aimed at young voters are more intense than ever this year. NPR's Lizzie O'Leary has this look at the audience they hope to win over.
If you're between the ages of 18 and 29 this election season, George Bush and John Kerry aren't the only people asking you to vote.
Online technology has made it really easy to find out how to register to vote. It's simple, it takes a few minutes, and plus, guys, chicks dig registered voters.
That's comedian Ray Romano, and this is...
This is Chuck D here talking to you about the upcoming election.
And there's also...
Sheryl Crow. Rock the House this year and rock the vote.
Those celebrities are working not for candidates, but for an unprecedented number of independent groups trying to motivate young people to vote. They've got catchy slogans, and they're asking America's 40 million potential young voters to rock the vote, to rap, to redeem and smack down their votes, to declare themselves, and even to lose their voter virginity. The basic approach relies heavily on pop culture, the ease of internet voter registration, and an endless parade of campus visits. On a recent afternoon, Rock the Vote's college tour bus rolled onto the campus of Lehigh University in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Students milled around a parking lot listening to music and hearing from local congressional candidates. They sipped free sodas from Rock the Vote sponsor Sunkist. They got free t-shirts from Sponsor America Online, and some even registered to vote.
You should get your card in about 4 weeks.
What else do I do?
Well, you have to pick a party.
Oh, even if I'm not going to vote in the primaries here, probably?
Yeah, you pick a party. I mean, or no affiliation, however you want to do it.
I mean,
you know.
Lehigh freshman Kevin Gordon registered at a Rock the Vote table and felt inspired by their message.
You know, we're young people, and we can have a real say in the election, you know? So they're really focused on getting us to register and having our opinion heard.
Rock the Vote has honed the use of music as bait for the ballot box. This year, they've registered more than 900,000 people, and National Bus Tour Manager Lindsay Berman sees 2004 as a potential high watermark for young voters.
We anticipate an incredible turnout among young people this next election. So we need to make sure that young people know their options, know which candidates are running, what they're running for, what issues, you know, really concern them.
Recent surveys by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press show that the economy, education, and the war in Iraq resonate most with younger voters. Their interest in the election is also up this year. About 55% of young people are registered, up 8 points since 2000, and fully 85% of them say that they plan to vote. Still, they're less engaged than their older counterparts, and Pew's director Andrew Kohut isn't counting their votes just yet.
There are always stories about how they're finally going to come out in this cycle, and you know what? We'll hear the same thing in the next cycle, and there isn't much movement in the youth vote.
Kohut says the trick with younger voters is getting them registered, and this year's outside groups have certainly pushed hard for that. Maybe too hard for some members of their target audience. Drexel University student Meg McGovern doesn't like having her pop culture interrupted by political junkies.
They're annoying as hell. They're everywhere. The whole, like, the Video Music Awards, the whole thing was all, like, vote, vote, vote. I was like, I'm watching to see the Video Awards. I'm not voting. You know, like, when your mom's like, do this, and you're like, no.
McGovern says she might vote someday, whenever the candidates or issues convince her that her vote will matter. And that's the central challenge with young voters, moving them from apathy to engagement. Perhaps it's no coincidence that the highest level of youth voter participation occurred during the Vietnam War, a motivating force more visceral than any marketing campaign. Lizzie O'Leary, NPR News.